What is your full name?
Carol Iyabo Lawani Darby Darton.
Where were you born?
Sefton General Hospital, Smithdown Road, Liverpool.
What year were you born?
16th of August 1950.
How would you define your heritage?
Black British.
Can you tell us a little bit about your parents, their heritage?
My father is Nigerian, of the Yoruba people. My mother was Liverpool born, black. Her mother was Irish, and her father was from Barbados.
Can you tell us when you first knew that you were black, what happened?
I would say I was about five, playing out in the streets. In them days, the way you used to play out, your mum would be on the step as you played ball with your friends.
Where are you playing?
In Berkeley Street. And a couple of white boys from Tennyson Street, which is just round the corner from us, came and stole our ball. And we were running after them to try and get the balls, and they started to call us the N-word and gollywog and all those derogatory terms that Caucasians use for us black folks.
And that was the moment that you
realised that I was different.
How did you feel?
At the time, I think perplexed, really, because I always thought I was the same as everybody else. You know. And I went in and I told my mum. And my mum said, "You don't take no notice of them, they're ignorant." I'll always remember that, they are ignorant. So because mum reassured me, it kind of just went over my head. Because mum was one of those who always instilled in you confidence and pride, and nobody was better than you, and you can do whatever you want to do, you know, as far as if you want to do anything in the world, nobody can stop you, and nobody should use the colour of your skin to stop you either. And I've tended to use that philosophy with my children.
Can you share one or more racist experiences?
Yes, one that is still very right there in my mind was an incident that occurred in 1998 at 2:30 in the morning, where a young black male had been walking his girlfriend home, who was a white girl, and he got to a street known as Grafton Street, just round the corner from here, and him and his friend were attacked. His friend was white, a white lad. They were very close. They played basketball together. And my son coached them. When they got to Grafton Street, this mob was on the corner. And they said, "Where are you going, nigger?" And his white friend said, "Don't you call him that. We've been mates since we were four. And he's not a nigger." Anyway, he got battered. When they jumped on him, then they went, a couple of them tried to get Marcus. Marcus had the sense to run. And as he ran up Warwick Street, he came to the corner of Beaufort Street, seen my light on, knew that's where Lawrence lived, his coach, and came to our house for sanctuary. I was actually up at the time because my best friend, a woman called Joanna Cole, she had just been diagnosed with only having 3 weeks to live. So the reason my light was on and I was up was because...
The reason you were up was because your friend had 3 weeks to live.
Yeah, and we were going down, rushing down to London to visit her. And that's why the light was on. And Marcus, it was like, you know, light at the end of the tunnel for Marcus. Anyway, and the Marcus came and he's knocked on my door. And I just said, "Who is it?" And Marcus screamed, "It's Marcus Maxwell, Mrs. Darby, please help me." So as I opens the front door, here's this mob whipping him, kicking him. So I tried to grab Marcus in, and as I grabbed Marcus in, so a bunch of these guys came in as well.
So they got through your door?
Yeah, beat me up, beat my Lawrence's dad up, and Marcus. Marcus was really traumatised by it. Marcus couldn't talk for about 3 days. We phoned the police on mobile phone because he didn't have a landline. And the police in Scotland answered, and I told them what was happening. She said, OK, don't worry. She said, I'll have somebody there in no time. Anyway, she phoned me back to say my local police station were not picking up the phone, which was Admiral Street Police Station. So she said, but she'll keep trying. Anyway, in the meantime, I phoned my son, and I also phoned a city councillor who I knew was on the police authority board. Anyway, I told her what had happened. I phoned 999. The operator in Scotland couldn't get the police in Admiral Street to answer the phone. And that, you know, we were at the mercy, we were terrified. So anyway, she said, don't worry, I will phone them and I'll be with you in the next hour. Which she did. Now, that was about, I'd say, 2 hours after the incident. By the time she came, it was, I'll say, 2 hours. And she said she'd call the police and they should be here any moment. They didn't come for another 3.5 hours. And when they did come, it was a female police officer. All she was doing was flicking her blonde hair. And she came in. What's happened? We tried to tell her. She said, how do you know it's a racist incident? So I said, well, 3 black people in the house and 38 white people outside. What would you say it was? So she said to me, oh, be quiet, be quiet. You're giving me a headache. Because I was really traumatised by it. I really was. So obviously my voice was raised. So I told her to leave my house. You know. Anyway, then a few senior officers come because Kathy Hancock, she was a councillor, she was on the phone to somebody at the chair of the police authority. And anyway, these guys came and, oh, can you identify them? All the norm. And especially when you're traumatised, the last thing, you know, you're thinking of identifying them. Anyway, they said they'd investigate. I'd been threatened that the house would be petrol bombed. So obviously I wasn't prepared to stay in my home that night. So anyway, I'd say about 5-6 hours later, we came up to the clinic and they'd been to the clinic and they'd graffitied in chocolate brown paint on my shutters and on the pavement, the nigger shop.
When you say they, you mean?
The individuals.
The gang.
Yeah. Mm. The nigger shop, Ku Klux Klan, which they couldn't spell, NF, and they wrote on the pavement, kill Darby Darton. Anyway, that, I said, well, I'm not going back to the house. So the councillor actually had some property in Albert Dock and she put me up there until I could get an exchange. But I had no support from the police, no support from the city council, only the councillor, and she was like a friend, so she'd done it from a friendly, not because she worked for the council. And then about 8 weeks after that happened, I got mail from Merseyside Police, opened it, and it was 2 summonses alleging that I had beat up 2 young ladies who was walking home from Dingle Lane to Grafton Street. They had no need to be in Beaufort Street then. And that I committed GBH on them and a fray. So obviously I needed to get some legal advice, which I did, and it cost me £800. We went to court, and on 2 occasions, there was no police there, the individuals who were supposed to have attacked weren't there, and nobody from the hospital was there.